Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
To the $100 MBA show, getting real with business every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. In today's episode, you will learn, should you publish daily content? Whether it's a podcast, a video show, a blog post, infographics, whatever it is, should you be publishing on a daily basis? Is this a smart idea? What are some of the things that you should look out for? Is this the right thing to do for your business? Publishing a new piece of content every single day is a tall task. It's something that we've been doing for almost 2 years now with the $100 MBA show. I'll be sharing my experience as well as my recommendations if you'd like to go daily. Let's get into it, guys. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA show is sponsored by HostGator, your all-in-one website hosting solution. When you're starting a new business website, you need to make sure you have it all covered. Domain name services, SSL certificates, your website itself, upgrades, updates, security, backups. How do you make sure you get it all under one roof? Well, HostGator's got your back. Along with their 24/7 live support via phone, chat, or email, it's everything you need. And you could do it all without breaking the bank. Get started for as low as $5 a month with their exclusive 30% discount for listeners of the $100 MBA show. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30. Again, it's HostGator.com/MBA30. Publishing a new blog post or a new video once a week and doing that consistently for years has a lot more benefit, a lot more weight, and is a lot more effective for your business if you went daily for 2 weeks and then stopped. I want to start this episode with this concept, consistency. Consistency is incredibly important when it comes to content marketing. Consistency is what allows you to build a body of work. And I start with this because being consistent is more important than the actual quantity. Now, obviously, if you can do daily and keep it consistent, that's amazing. But you have to look at your workload. You have to look at your schedule, look at your responsibilities, and see if it's possible. I have to say that having a daily podcast requires me to dedicate a huge amount of time, effort, creativity, and energy from my day, from my week, from my year. The $100 MBA show means a lot to us. It's a big part of how we connect with our audience and add value to them. And we are very committed to it, but it's not without a cost. And I want to make sure that's clear. Okay, now that we got that out of the way, I want to make sure that you know that if you're going to go daily, you got to have a strategy. You have to plan. There's no way we would be able to do the show without a publishing schedule, without a publishing strategy. Number one, actually creating the content and publishing it that day is a horrible strategy. Don't ever do that. Why? Because what if you get sick? What if you want to go on vacation? What if you want to take a day off? Think of the pressure you put on yourself by having that piece of content waiting to be published every single day, and you can't have an off day. Don't ever do that. That's going to make you hate your business or hate this content that you're building. The name of the game when it comes to daily is batching. You have to batch your content. So let's say, for example, you want to do a daily blog. You should be writing 3 to 4 blog posts in one sitting and doing that a few times a week. Why a few times a week? You say, well, that's 3 times 4, that's 12. That's more than the days of the week. Well, you want to get ahead. You want to be able to build up a lead so eventually you can take some time off. You can have a weekend. You can do things other than publishing your daily blog post. So batching is essential. You need to find a time in the day or in the time of the week for you to actually sit down and batch up a series of content, whether that's blogging, videos, podcasts, whatever it is. Now, I mentioned this earlier, but the batching is one part, but the consistency is another. You gotta stick to a publishing schedule. A publishing schedule is so important. You got to look at the days you have to publish, which is every day. And it's simple because you can just create a simple spreadsheet or a Google Sheets doc and have a spot for each piece of content for each day of the month, of the year, of the next 3 years, whatever it's going to be. And stick to that schedule. Know how many you're going to be publishing every time you batch. I can't tell you how many daily blogs or daily video shows or daily podcasts that have just fallen off the map. They don't publish anymore because they're not consistent, because they don't have a plan, because they don't batch. They publish like 10, 15, 20, 30 max pieces of content, and then they fall off and never to be seen. It's hard to do daily, but if you have a strategy in place, you can manage that difficulty and that effort. Number three, you may want to experiment. You may want to experiment with what you have right now. So say, for example, you have a weekly blog. You may want to experiment for the next month to do a daily blog post to see how it goes. Try to publish 30 blog posts in 30 days. Again, you're going to use the same strategies, planning, commitment, consistency, batching, but just do it for 30 days, see how it goes. Can you keep it up? Is it taking too much of your time? How is it affecting the rest of your business? Experiment. Now, I'm giving you this advice because if you do take the dive, if you do decide to go daily with whatever you do, know that there are benefits. The number one benefit that I see in publishing over 640 episodes on the $100 MBA show is the body of work, is that because of the consistency and the nature of a daily podcast, I'm able to build a body of work that's significant over a course of time. That really means a lot to me. To be able to leave that legacy behind means so much. So that's a huge benefit. Number two, you always have something to give. You have something for people to sink their teeth in. People have a way to get to know you, to build credibility with you, to build trust with you on a regular basis, on a daily basis. Most people won't have time to listen to your show or watch your video or read your blog post every single day, but your hardcore fans will, and they're going to love you for it. And those who don't listen every day, they'll have a huge plethora of selection. The other benefit is that you don't have time to be so hard on yourself. You're so busy working and building and creating content that you're not taking so much time critiquing it. You're just getting it out there because you have a publishing schedule and you get better over time. I mean, if I listen to some of the first episodes of the $100 MBA show, I cringe, but that means we've gone a long way. And that's a huge benefit, I believe. Now, you have an example of a daily podcast here. A great example of a daily video show was Gary Vaynerchuk's Wine Library TV. He has a series called The Daily V as well for video. Casey Neistat is also really, really an amazing vlogger, and he has a daily video that he publishes on YouTube. When it comes to blogging, I gotta go to my man, Seth Godin. Seth Godin's amazing, and he has a daily blog. And his blog posts are really interesting. Sometimes they're long, sometimes they're short, sometimes they're one paragraph. So you make up the rules, and you can create the format of that daily content. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor. HostGator. One of the greatest benefits of HostGator is their 24/7 live support via phone, chat, or email. When you get started with your business website, you're going to have a lot of questions. How do I set this up? How do I get started? How do I design it? What about my domain name? What about secure checkouts? What about backups? Well, you don't have to worry because you can just contact HostGator any time of day, any day of the week, literally 24/7. And you could do it from anywhere via phone, via chat, or even via email. It's like having your own tech team right there by your side. Get started for as low as $5 a month with this special 30% discount link. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30. Again, that's HostGator.com/MBA30. One of the biggest lessons I learned with this daily podcast, having something published every single day, is the concept of mastery. By going to bat at it almost pretty much every day, getting on the mic, scripting these actual lessons, having them recorded, all this stuff, it allows me to be better and better at it. It's like a martial art. Every time I hit that mat, I'm trying to be better at my martial art. And the same thing when I get on the mic, I'm trying to get better. And that consistency allows me to get better a whole lot quicker and a lot more efficient because there is a lot of power and momentum. I've said this a million times, but it's so true. By doing something consistently over and over, and having that schedule, that tight schedule of making sure that you're publishing every single day, that forces you to really get serious about your craft. Get organized, have a publishing schedule, batch, and evaluate how much it takes from your business and if it's worth that investment. That's my advice for you when it comes to should you publish daily content. All right, guys, I hope you loved today's episode. If you did, let me know in an iTunes rating and review. Just click on the cover art. If you're on your iPhone, you'll see a link that says give us a rating and review. Click on that link, and the rest is a piece of cake. If you're on your computer, just go to 100mba.net/show. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate your commitment, your listenership. It means a lot to us. You, the listener, is the reason why we do the show. So keep listening, and we'll be here for you. All right, guys, before I go, I want to leave you with this. If you're going to do something on a daily basis, whether you're going to publish a daily podcast or a daily blog or a video, invest in that craft. Look for ways to get better at it because it's going to make it a lot easier, whether that's copy lessons, copywriting lessons, or on-camera presence, or on-the-mic presence, or scripting. I've taken tons of public speaking training, voice training, because I knew that I need to invest in this because I would need it since I'll be publishing something new every single day. And I wanted to make it easier on myself. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.